There's something in your aesthetic. There's something sort of gossamer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the rhythm is always very strong. When the lyrics come in and your style of singing, it's there but not there, and the images are the same. They're hard to hold on to. We can start from the beginning with Summon Me.
I'm waiting in the wings. I'll be your guitar string. Start strumming me.
You become your music when you play it. Which you leave the corporeal world and become sort of transcendent in your music. Is that how you feel when you write or when you play?
Sure. That song specifically, for some reason I had just that chord progression and me going, dum, da 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 da, summon me. That's all I had on a little tape recorder, you know? And I revisited that recording. I thought, I should finish this song. Mm-hmm. So I did, you know, it was a long process. It took weeks of, but I thought, summon me, huh? Why did I say that? And it came to me that summon me could very well be the muse, the spirit of art itself, speaking to me or to us. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm here. Just, you know, call on me, you know.
The muse is within you.
That's got to be at the heart of my philosophy, is that there is a, you know, there are super realities. This is not the only one. Mm-hmm. Super or infra, whatever, you know. There are other places, other dimensions, and we happen to be in this one right now. But we can be in all the others also. I've been blessed to get glimpses of that great spirit in my life.
Do you think art is the way to get the glimpse of those spirits?
It sure is for me.
Because I see also in Summon Me, you reference Michelangelo's idea that he saw the angel in the stone.
Yes.
And then he freed it.
Yeah.
And that's very similar to what you're saying, is you're seeing something true.
Yeah. There's a statue waiting inside the stone, yeah. Or even Plato, you know, the thing is, the idea is, and then we come along and we might make it happen in the physical plane, but it's always there. Sort of like a Rubik's Cube. I'm trying to turn it this way and that until I get the pattern that it wants me to get, or that I get.
I'm hearing a voice from the heavens above, singing a line in the ballad of love. The ballad of love is a song from the stars. It's there when you're born and it knows who you are.
So I'll move on to the ballad of love.
That song is a very special one to me. It came around 3 years ago or so. Ever since I was a little child, I just believed that there was some guardian with me who was love, just a source of love.
There's something also within your music that is surreal, in a sense. I mean, are you attracted to the surrealists?
Yeah, I always was. You know, my dad, Jack, studied art history and art education at Drake University in the early 70s. And so I was exposed to that, of course, and I would open up his art books, Janssen's History of Art and such, and I was always attracted to the surrealists.
Mm-hmm. One song here that seems surreal to me is Sheetrock.
Crazy Mary called me on the phone again. She said her basement walls had all caved in.
We went to visit my granduncle Eddie, and he was a fantastic storyteller. He was telling stories in wonderful form that night. And I had a little notebook, and I was writing down things he said, just because I thought, this should be done. Some of these things should be recorded. And so the next day, I looked over my notes, and And I thought, wow. And pretty much a lot of the lyric of that song is verbatim from Uncle Eddie's stories of the previous night. And I just put it together and kind of made a rock and roll song out of it, or whatever you want to call it. But it's a ghost song. He was talking about the, when the ghost sits down on my bed tonight, the air moans out the mattress, you know, and there's a blonde-haired woman at the window. And wow, this guy is a masterful ghost storyteller.
Well, thank you. I don't know. Is there a song that maybe we could go, you could play, or are you in the...
Sure.
You're feeling up to it?
Sure, of course. This 12 string that I'm playing, I've played for you before in here. It's my brother John's 12 string guitar. And so I thought with John's birthday coming up, I think I'll sing a song that I wrote for him when I was looking forward to him coming to visit me in Vienna when I lived there. That would have been the late 80s, early 90s. And since it's summertime here in good old Iowa, this one's called Vienna Summer. And, you know, our nickname for John was Dido. So I'm singing it to him. Summer, plant a little time for Dido, 'cause he'll be coming from so far away. Vienna summer, such a fun time for Dido. So how long can you stay? So how long can you stay? I got the Everly Brothers on a record player, and the river's flowing about a block away. Take a choo-choo, dodging through the mountains, wafer, and every day it's just like Saturday. Park is just around the corner, and I know the coolest people we can go and see. Vienna summer, such a fun time with Dido. Tell me, how long can you stay? How long can you stay?
I've been talking with Mike Langley. His latest album is Milky Way Home. You can see him perform every Friday at Minerva's from 4 to 7 p.m. Find him online at Mike Langley Music on Facebook. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
Never thought that they were joking, but I wish that they had been. If bluer words were ever spoken, they sang them in an evergreen.
Now the time machine's awoken, and glowing bids us climb inside. But I'm afraid the brakes are broken, so hang on tight, enjoy the ride. Carpe diem, live today, my boy. Now you see, now you're saying goodbye. Are we dreaming this museum full of grief and joy? Carpe diem, live today, my boy. The ice is melting, flowers are blooming. Windows open, hearts are free. Plans for happy days are zooming like dragonflies upon the breeze. But in a blink the summer's over, the veil between the worlds is thin, and then we're wearing old October silver whiskers on.